Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Chappaquiddick, the movie, reopens a tragic time in United States politics and history. The film's title refers to a spit of land, an island, off the coast of another well-known island, Martha's Vineyard, which is off the coast of the tip of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. After the assassinations of Ted Kennedy's brothers, Robert Kennedy, gunned down in a hotel during his presidential campaign, and President John F. Kennedy, killed during a motorcade in Dallas, Texas, Ted Kennedy was seen as a potential presidential candidate. In July 1969, Ted Kennedy was attending what the film depicts as an alcohol-besotted party in a gray, shingled Cape Cod house on Chappaquiddick. Kennedy gave a ride in an Oldsmobile sedan to a Kennedy campaign worker, Mary Jo Kopechne, a Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania native. As the story goes, and it is a story subject to interpretation of police and court inquiry in Edgartown, Martha's Vineyard, Ted Kennedy drove the car off Dyke Bridge, a small wooden bridge with no guardrails. Kopechne died in the submerged car. Ted Kennedy escaped. The retelling of what happened and subsequent events, including whether Ted Kennedy swam across the narrow strait between Chappaquiddick and Martha's Vineyard, or was taken there in a rowboat by aides, and when he or his aides reported the accident, and as to how the accident investigation was handled, is the stuff of many newspaper and magazine articles, more than 15 books, including a fictionalized account by author Joyce Carol Oates, and television and radio shows. Ted Kennedy was charged with leaving the scene of an accident after causing injury and received a 2-month suspended sentence. He went on to be reelected as a Massachusetts senator and served some 47 years in the U.S. Senate. Ted Kennedy had a failed attempt to seek the Democrat presidential nomination in 1980. Ted Kennedy died in 2009. John Curran, who directed Tracks, Praise, and The Painted Veil, directs Chappaquiddick in a no-nonsense approach, utilizing selective flashbacks to shed light on the circumstances of the car crash, Kopechne's death, and Ted Kennedy's reaction and handling or mishandling of the tragedy. In the screenplay by Andrew Logan and Taylor Allen, what Chappaquiddick mostly emphasizes is the handling of Ted Kennedy's handling or mishandling. While the viewer may want something more, judgment is really left up to the viewer in what is a fairly balanced portrayal of the tragedy. What really happened may only be known to Kennedy, Kopechne, and God. Jason Clarke, who is in the movies Zero Dark Thirty, Everest, and Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, plays Ted Kennedy. He bears an uncanny resemblance to Ted Kennedy and seems to have his mannerisms and accent down to a T. Fine in supporting roles are Ed Helms and Jim Gaffigan as Kennedy aides. Kate Mara plays Mary Jo Kopechne. Ironically, a minor role in a film in which her death is the major topic. Chappaquiddick is not a great film, but it's a film that bears viewing and discussion. Alas, the tragedy of what went off the Chappaquiddick Bridge is still a subject of debate some 50 years later. Chappaquiddick is MPAA rated PG-13. Opening May 4 are Overboard. Bob Fischer and Rob Greenberg direct Anna Faris, Ava Longoria, Eugenio Derbez, and John Hannah in the romantic comedy, a remake of a 1987 movie. Tully, Jason Reitman directs Charlize Theron, Mackenzie Davis, Mark Duplass, and Ron Livingston in the comedy drama about a mother of three and her nanny named Tully. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.